You're listening to SBS News.
What a time to be out on the slopes. Covered in a thick, fresh layer of white powder, this is the Australian snow scene at its best, and it's only just begun. With a huge dump of snow last week, Perisher in New South Wales has transformed into a skier's paradise. Here's what some keen tourists had to say.
Drove down last night. Snow's awesome. Nice and cold. Still fresh from the recent snowfall.
Oh, it feels amazing. Couldn't ask for a better start to the season after a couple of years.
My country, no snow. But this country, I like it.
The weather is so good, according to Parrish's general manager, Belinda Trembath, that they decided to open a week earlier than usual to make the most of it.
We had snowfall last week that we just couldn't pass up the opportunity to open last Friday. So we have had about 160 centimetres over the course of the last week, and conditions for snowmaking were just optimal throughout the week. So we got up and running last Friday, and look, our guests all started to come back last Saturday, and it's just been a fabulous start.
Ms. Trembath is painfully aware of how challenging the past two pandemic-affected years have been for the industry. She says this season is the beginning of a long recovery.
Certainly a tough couple of years, but we're really looking forward to a great recovery, and really, really pleased that that recovery can now be put in train with an early opening, particularly for our community where, you know, a lot of accommodation providers are relying on the snow on the ground and the guests returning to support their small businesses too.
This is the first proper ski season in more than 2 years, so businesses are naturally keen to capitalise. Great snow and excited tourists should be the perfect combination. But there's one key part missing: a workforce. The shortage is being felt acutely in the towns surrounding the slopes, like Jindabyne. Its Chamber of Commerce Chair, Olivia Kapitanikos, is aware of the problem.
Yeah, I think a lot of businesses are doing it tough when it comes to workers. Some businesses have got their full allotment. Other businesses are still struggling. The region is suffering through lack of staff, for sure.
From hospitality staff and cleaners to instructors and technicians, the entire industry is feeling the pinch. Annabelle Cummins, who's working her third season at Threadbow, describes how employers are taking to Facebook groups to advertise jobs.
Someone will post saying, I've got accommodation, I just need a job, and they just get flooded with replies saying, come work here. It's just such a shortage. And it is heartbreaking to see, because it's just such a high demand and not enough people to meet it.
Annabelle and her friends Andy and Kieran have all secured their spots as seasonal workers this year. The veterans of the slopes call themselves the lucky ones, not because they've got jobs, there's plenty of those, but because they've found a place to live. Here's Andy.
I got pretty lucky just knowing some people up here, but yeah, I know a fair few friends coming from Tassie that are just struggling hard to find places. And when they do, they're paying $300-$400 to share a room with four other people.
It's just awful. Everyone's just doing Airbnb at the moment. So because of Airbnb, there's nowhere to live, because people would obviously rather get $500 a night than $500 a week, you know. Yeah. So
an influx of tree changers and holiday home buyers from Sydney and Canberra during COVID has sent house prices in the snowy Monaro region soaring. The median cost for a home climbed 50% last year alone. It's meant affordable, available housing for seasonal staff is at an all-time low, and businesses that should be looking forward to a bumper season are instead preparing for the opposite.
Hello, thanks for Kara Tandoori.
Take Raj Singh, for example, who doesn't mince his words.
Yeah, this is the worst season's going to be for everyone. Not for only me, for everyone.
Mr. Singh is now relying solely on family members to help him run his long-standing Indian restaurant in Jindabyne.
Normally, usually I need us 8 people, but we are now 4 people only. So it's a half of staff. And we start not even hoping we can get someone. And we put everywhere for staff, no response. If I already called my previous staff, and they want accommodation. So major issue is accommodation.
The situation has become almost overwhelming for Mr. Singh. He says, like a lot of businesses in Jindabyne, he's had to reduce the number of customers they serve each night to cope. Even then, he admits he's contemplated packing up shop and leaving.
Yeah, even I'm considering to leaving Jindawan. Seriously, because it's too much for me. And this 3-4 months, I can't give up 15 hours every day. Because when you're too tired, you can't even feel sleep. I'm really struggling. Really, and too much pressure. When you have a short staff, it's all burden come to you.
But this housing crisis extends beyond seasonal workers. Locals too are being frozen out. Local carpentry business owner Mark Ashton says he's had to cut back on work because his tradesmen have had to leave town.
Yeah, we usually have 4 or 5 crews, up 16 and more, but we're down to about 5 people with 1 crew now because they couldn't keep the last 6 months. Everyone's had to move, so purely because of the accommodation and.
One of Mr. Ashton's staff members is determined to stay, even in the toughest of circumstances. Carpenter Chris Thomas's story is one of desperation. He's been sleeping rough now around Cooma for 6 months, despite having this full-time job.
Yeah, moving around a lot, staying in different places. More just staying in my car half the time. Some nights you might stay at a friend's place, but then you don't overstay your welcome sort of thing, so no choice but to stay in your car or pitch a tent somewhere.
It's clear the 36-year-old is resilient, but there's only so much he can take. He says he's aware of dozens of others in a similar position who all just want the same thing.
Yeah, your own privacy, your own, comfort of your own place, somewhere you can call home.
Amelia Dunn, SBS News.